keeps me up at night? That staggering $2.6 billion figure in fines that the SEC and CFTC have handed out in just 2 years for electronic communications compliance failures. Have you ever wondered how many RIA firms are sitting on a compliance time bomb right now?
Oh man, it's a wake-up call for sure. And what's really scary is that 95% of advisors are using personal devices for client communications. We're talking about a massive blind spot in compliance strategies.
Right? And here's what blows my mind. Even a simple scheduling text between an advisor and client counts as business communication requiring archiving under Rule 204-2.
Exactly. You know, I was talking to a CCO last week who thought they had everything covered because they had great email archiving. But texts? Complete blind spot.
That's such a common misconception. I mean, let's be real. When was the last time you scheduled anything by email with someone under 40?
Ha, so true. And that's exactly where firms are getting caught. The way we communicate has completely shifted, but many compliance strategies are stuck in the email era.
You know what really gets me? Some firms are still using screenshots and spreadsheets to track these conversations. Like, how's that going to work when you're dealing with hundreds of client interactions daily?
Oh man, don't even get me started on the screenshot method. It's like trying to bail out a sinking ship with a teaspoon. You've got missing metadata, chain of custody issues, and honestly, who's going to screenshot every single client interaction?
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Is your RIA firm struggling with text message compliance? RIA Compliance Technology provides a modern solution designed specifically for advisory firms. Our automated text message archiving system captures all communications across devices and platforms, ensuring you're always SEC compliant. Founded in 2017 by a financial advisor who understood the challenges firsthand, we've built a system that makes compliance simple and efficient. Visit riacomptech.com to learn how we can protect your firm's future.
And we're back. You were talking about the screenshot method and its limitations.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? The SEC doesn't distinguish between intentional concealment and accidental oversight. They're both treated as compliance failures.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of firms get tripped up. They assume good intentions are enough.
Absolutely. And here's what I find fascinating. We're seeing this shift where text messages are actually predicted to surpass email as the primary client communication channel in the coming decade.
That's going to significantly impact things. You know, I remember when I first started in compliance, everything was email focused. Now it's challenging to keep track of 10 different messaging platforms.
Right, between SMS, iMessage, WhatsApp, and everything else, it's like playing whack-a-mole with compliance requirements.
So what would you say are the three biggest blind spots firms need to watch out for?
Well, first is inadequate message capture mechanisms. Second, relying too heavily on manual processes. And third, having limited visibility across different messaging platforms.
Makes sense. And I imagine these issues compound as firms grow?
Oh, definitely. What might work for a small firm becomes completely unmanageable as you scale up. It's like trying to manage a garden that keeps doubling in size every month.
I've seen firms literally overwhelmed during SEC examinations because they couldn't produce complete communication records. Talk about a nightmare scenario.
And what's really interesting is that in several recent cases, the whole investigation started simply because an advisor mentioned they occasionally text with clients.
So what's the solution? How do firms need to approach this?
Well, you really need three key elements: thorough capture across all devices and platforms, automated supervision and flagging capabilities, and tamper-proof storage with quick retrieval.
And regular testing, I assume?
Absolutely. You can't just set it and forget it. Compliance requirements are continually changing.
Speaking of evolution, where do you see this heading in the next few years?
You know, I think we're going to see even more messaging platforms emerge. The key will be having systems that can adapt and scale as communication methods evolve.
Makes me wonder how many firms out there are sitting on potential compliance issues without even realizing it.
That's what keeps me up at night, because by the time most firms realize they have a problem, they're already in dangerous territory.
For everyone listening, what would you say is the one action item they should take away from this conversation?
Don't wait for a regulatory examination to reveal gaps in your strategy. The time to address this is now, before it becomes a crisis.
Couldn't agree more. This has been such an enlightening conversation. Before we wrap up, where can our listeners learn more?
I'd encourage everyone to click on the link in the description to learn more about modern compliance solutions that can help protect their firms.
Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been truly eye-opening.
Thanks for having me. And remember, everyone, in compliance, an ounce of prevention is worth way more than a pound of cure.